She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
I'm Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening, friend?
So, your man Travis Scott is denying that he cheated on Kylie Jenner.
Back, like, recently? Or because supposedly this girl that he's been messing with was actually, like, tagging Kylie and all kinds of posts and all of that, right?
Yep. So the recent one. Okay, he didn't really talk about the last
this
one.
This isn't the last accusation. This is the most recent female he was supposedly associating with. Okay.
He said it's really affecting when you see false things said about you once again. Mm. These false stories about me cheating are just simply not true. I'm focusing on life, music, family, and at the moment, that's what's real.
So the young lady said that they carried on a long relationship, kind of, and that he was paying for things, jewelry, and all kinds of stuff for her. Yeah.
And we talked about last week how him and Kylie, they split up.
Yeah.
In public, and you know, obviously it sparked rumors that, you know, Kylie Jenner was dating Tyga again, and you
that's
know,
because
stuff like that.
She went to a studio where Tyga happened to be.
Yep.
She says she just dropped off some friends, but then over the weekend she actually showed up at a spot in LA, and Tyga was there too.
Oh man.
So, yeah, it looks like they might be hooking back up. So, Kylie, actually, and I'm going to show you a picture in a second. You tell me whether or not you think Kylie's in this car with Tyga, okay? So, basically, she showed up on a party bus with her sister, Khloe Kardashian, to head over to a club on Saturday night. It's called the Hyde Lounge on the Sunset Strip.
Yep.
And she got there, you know, around, you know, 2 a.m., a little bit after 1. And turns out Tyga was already in the club. So then he was in the club there, like they was in there together for like an hour. And then you see Tyga leaving in a car around 2 a.m. And no one spots Kylie leaving. And then this is the picture right here. I'm going to show you right quick. I put it up on hot937.com, too, so make sure and check it out.
Yep.
Where you see Tyga driving away. Mm-hmm. He's got the tints in the passenger seat. In the passenger seat, so you can't see who's sitting there, but the window is cracked. And who could it possibly be?
And he got the nice smirk like, yeah, you guys know what's up.
He does. He has the smirk.
Yep.
Meanwhile, so Khloe Kardashian went there too. So she goes to the club. Guess who's sitting in that club?
Who?
Lamar Odom.
Oh, man.
With his new girlfriend.
Wow.
Tension. So we got the pics of Lamar and his girl, who, by the way, his girlfriend got the cute haircut.
Yeah.
Check out the pics right now, hot937.com. But yes, that was like a little bit of an awkward situation.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. So Kylie Jenner decided to like put up a picture of a new $3 million Bugatti that she just bought.
Of course.
People are upset.
Why?
Well, I guess she does this all the time. Like, she puts up pictures of her cars.
Yep.
She purchased this $3 million Bugatti Chiron. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Because I'll never be able to afford one. That's the reason why I don't know how to say it. But then she quickly deleted the pic because people were saying some things. Like, one person said, how can people justify buying more cars than they possibly need when there are people out there who can't eat? Like, I get it. It's your money and you earned it. But how do you justify not doing good with it? I just don't get it. The money you spent on this, you could have fed a village for at least a year.
Jeez.
Another person said, oh, yay, another new car. Meanwhile, there's people struggling to make ends meet and feed themselves. I'm happy for her, but damn, what is enough enough? So, So, you know, she's known, I guess, for putting up these pics. Like, she put up a pic of her two Range Rovers at one point, her Rolls Royce, her Porsche, her Lamborghini, and her Ferrari.
Yeah.
And people, I guess they're just tired of seeing how rich she is.
You would think she would have learned from the Kim Kardashian, you know, that situation.
With what?
The whole, like, kidnap.
The ring. Yeah, the jewelry all that. Well, I mean, I don't know. She's showing off, like, her goods. But there's a lot of good she could be doing with that money.
Absolutely.
These people are correct in that.